In our continuing effort to introduce you to more literature and bloody colonial culture, we humbly present Uncle Dan's Storytime. Yes. Now here's Uncle Dan.
Well, thank you once again. Lovely Storytime introduction, lady. Oh, you look sweet today. You go over there, have a seat, enjoy the show. Well, today's story is titled The Coroner.
Coroner.
Thanks, Chauncey. Well, the biggest murder trial ever to hit the town of Bixby, Arizona, had dragged on for several days, and, well, everyone in town was getting anxious to hear a verdict. But the local press was certainly having a field day with all the attention. Finally, the trial had progressed to the point where forensic testimony came into play. Now, at this particular point in the trial, the defense attorney had the county coroner on the stand for cross-examination. And, well, this particular attorney wasn't being particularly friendly to this particular respected man of science. And the attorney started in on him.
Now, before you signed the death certificate, had you taken the pulse?
No.
Did you listen to the heart?
No.
Did you check for breathing?
No.
So, when you signed the death certificate, you weren't sure the man was dead, were you?
Well, let me put it this way. The man's brain was sitting in a jar on my desk. But I guess it's possible he could be out there somewhere practicing law.
I don't care who you are. That's funny right there.